Okay, I'd like to call to order the regular board of directors meeting at the town of Discovery Bay. I'd like to have us rise and join Bill in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call is taken. Let the record show that all members are present.
Thank you. Can somebody show me where I'm supposed to be, please? Oh, here we go. Public comments. This is the time for public comment. If there's anybody, do we have anybody on the line, first of all?
There are two people, but no one has their hand raised.
Okay. This is a time where if you would like to speak to the board about an item that is not on the agenda, if you're on the phone, please raise your hand so that it will indicate to us that you would like to do that. Or if there's anybody in the audience that would like to speak to the board at this point about anything that's not on the agenda, this would be your opportunity. Anybody? No? No? Okay. I'll close public comment. Move on to the consent calendar.
I make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in, yes, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving right along. Area agency, we have none. Anthony, you're up. This will be our Veolia water presentation for those of you listening at home.
Good evening, board. Can you hear me?
Speak up. Outdoor voice. Thank you.
All right, tonight I'm bringing y'all the August, month of August, data for your water and wastewater system. On that first slide, we start off with safety. We had several pretty good topics, good training going, and we're still waiting to get back on our vendor so we can do the combined training with the town on replace CPR, but we also cover things like back injury, heat stress, especially with the high temps and right before the rain, and of course our annual OSHA personal protective equipment. So we did get a surprise visit from OSHA. They were actually on site for the contractor. They went ahead and took a look at some of our facilities and did not have anything right up on the open.
Awesome. Anything to write up on our contractor?
I don't know.
that's between them and Anderson?
That's great.
That is great. Congratulations.
Did Blair bite anybody when she was over there last? Or did why are dog bites on there?
Next slide. Both the water treatment plants, all of the wells are running. Well, five are still on standby. On the next slide. As you can see, throughout August, we had the construction of new board drift away from where we're trying to keep both of the plants stable or as close together as possible, but you really get to see this time of year how much more demand the new board side of town is. We were at, well, it was only at 53 million gallon production for the month. New board was at 71 million gallons for the month. So. Hypochlorite has increased due to the water usage, and your total production is 124 million gallons for the month. So, pretty good. Next slide. We've got our trendy, our 13 month trending for Willow Water Treatment Plant. Pretty stable, pretty common. Drastic different track. On the next slide, we've got Newport. Same thing, similar. But you can always remember those scales are a little bit different between the two plants. So. And on the next slide, 25 coliform samples were collected. Zero were positive for coliform. We had one water quality complaint. Mostly that was involved with the Willow Lake water main break that took place last month. And that was the result of us flushing 7 hydrants and exercising valves associated with it. On the next slide, Lift stations, all 15 lift stations are active and doing pretty good so far. No emergencies or issues to report. On the next slide, wastewater plant 2. We are at 34.76 million gallons this month, and this time last year we were at 33.9, so pretty close. And on the next slide, we got our total monthly flow. Again, pretty common for us. Nothing really changed in that month of August. On the next slide, our average discharge is about the same. On the next slide, conductivity.
Wow! Wow, went down!
We are trying, yeah. So actually flipped with the numbers. So on the next page, the actual annual average for conductivity is 24.21. So we only went up by 6. So we're trying to work on that. And again, as soon as peak flow on the water system goes down, we're going to start pushing below the deck of man and try to get that number out of the way this year.
Have you noticed trends typically after rain, right? So that was a decent amount of rain. Will you see that conductivity go down?
We could see it. It depends. Because most of that will go to storm drain and we're not a combined collection system, we generally don't see a lot of it. However, we can see some because a lot of that rainfall falls directly into the headworks directly and the lock stitches we do. So one thing it did help us with is it actually knocked down some of the algae that we were starting to have problems with. But it wasn't enough rain. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll see a little bit better on the filters at the wastewater plant. We could see a little improvement. But it would take a lot more rain than that. So basically. And then on the rest of the numbers, DOD, all of our TSS, 70-out medians are all well within the limit. And again, conductivity is the only one that's right at the limit, right above the train. So, and on the last slide, 0 SSOs for the month of August and 0 customer complaints. Any questions?
I don't have any questions. Anybody on the board have any questions for Anthony?
I just have one quick question. What's the capacity of plant 2? Are we
the capacity? Plant 2 is technically with the outflow capacity is 4 million. Design capacity is 4 million a day. Your oxidation ditches each hold a million, and your lagoons hold about close to about 750,000 gallons. So, but design flow is 4 million from plant 2. The with plant 1 is another 2 million, so you were designed at 6 million a day. But because of the diffuser collapse and the outfall, last time we forced the system to run, we were able to get about 3 million, a little over 3 million a day. Fortunately, right now we don't have to exceed that. We're well under that on a daily average, so it's not an issue, but it's only getting worse, which is why we're pushing for that.
Yeah. Any other questions? Nope. Thank you very much, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to discussion of possible action items. Item 1, with regards to, it's a little early in the year. We haven't even hit Halloween yet for a holiday tree. Dina?
Yes. So if you recall, some of you residents that have lived here for a while, we used to have a holiday tree. It was a natural tree that was at the DB Shopping Center. Vandals cut that tree down, and then year after year, they put up like a plastic little white tree, and then people didn't really love that. So some of the community members decided to come together and purchase their own community Christmas or holiday tree, excuse me. And so last year, they put it over at the DB Shopping Center, and this year they came to the community center and the town staff and asked if we could put up the tree here. It will not be our tree. They will install it, they will take it down, they will monitor it, they will look at everything regarding it, put up the bulbs. It's a 20-foot tree with a 3-foot topper on it, and they would like to place it at the community center. When we met with them, we went outside and we just kind of found a good place that it would be to put it. It has an electrical outlet nearby. They're going to put like a little fence around it. They'll be completely responsible for this tree. They'll take it down after the holiday season. So that is what they're requesting, is to put up the holiday tree right here at the community center.
And they'll be insuring it for the period that it's
That's correct.
brought
so,
over here and taken back.
Yep. Yes.
So it's kind of a win-win all the way around, mm-hmm. because they're donating it, but it brings us some community because of it
That's
being
correct.
At the community center.
Yeah, so they're not necessarily donating it, because it's
not donating it,
tree.
But they're allowing us to use
yeah.
it. I guess
we're actually allowing them to use the facility. Let's see if there's any public comment on this
yes.
before we go any further on the subject. Is there anybody online that would like to speak to this item?
No.
Okay, anybody in the room that would like to speak to this item? Okay, board discussion? Any clarification or any clarifying questions or discussion or is there a motion?
I think it's great.
I make a motion that we approve discuss per staff request placing the holiday tree at the community center.
I'll second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item two, discussion of possible action to approve funding for the community center. I believe this is going to be Monica. Monica,
yes.
Welcome to the Town Discovery Bay Park and Rec Committee meeting tonight we're having. It's all you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. So before you use the staff report, we brought this to the September 7th Park and Rec Committee meeting, ran it by them, had some discussion about it, and now bringing it before the board. So as you know, we've been continually making improvements to the community center between the pickleball courts, tennis courts, the new golf cart parking, the pool. So we want to kind of keep with that momentum and continue making improvements here. The board of directors has also decided that they would like to, y'all would like to periodically conduct outdoor board meetings at the community center. But the area in which we would do that is quite an eyesore and some unused space. So what you'll see attached also is a picture currently what the area looks like. Really not very attractive. So what we would like to do is take the area and make it multifunctional. So taking the one section, as you can see in the photo, as you're walking down the pathway here and taking that first section and putting in some, we found some cute, you can see the beach ball looking bollards to kind of separate the two areas, putting in a shade structure. And then what's become real big is these like musical parks. They're not real loud, but they're instruments for children to play with. We have nothing here for that age group, so we're really wanting to reach out and try and have a little bit of everything here. I mean, we do have some limited space. We can't do everything we'd like to do, but in doing some research, music really ignites child development, and it's really good for now, for their future, for fine motor skills. So we'd like to incorporate some of that along with a low seating wall. And there's some picture examples you can see in there. These are just some ideas that we have. So folks can sit on that wall, watch the kids, play pickleball, and then take the larger area, which is where we could hold outdoor board meetings, put in some sleeves as we did in the turf, so we can put umbrellas throughout, if you'd like shade, if you wouldn't, some seating area, some wall panels to kind of help pretty up the area, and then also make it multifunctional so that when people are playing tennis, pickleball, swimming, they can come sit in the shade, enjoy, have a picnic lunch, but we can move that furniture to have special events in that spot, as well as our movies in the park, which is where we do now. We're putting it on that rough gravel, and it's ruining the equipment. It's expensive. So the estimated expense, the project cost would be $107,000 with 20% contingency, which is $21,400, with a not to exceed estimated total of $128,400. What we would like to do for our funding source is use $20,000 from community center donations that we have, $30,000 from water wastewater, and $78,400 from the Hoffman settlement. questions before I continue?
Yeah, I have a clarifying question.
Sure.
Why do you have such an unusually high contingency fee in there? We usually aren't at 20% for a contingency fee.
It should be 20%.
We don't usually use, well, we don't use it for our water wastewater, we don't use 20%.
We use 15.
Do we?
And I'm sorry, the whole area would be concreted as
yeah.
well.
And once in a while, Forever does 10, but 15 hmm. is a better rate.
So. I mean, the only reason it, I'm not saying that I'm just asking, because just to yeah. me it seems like we should be able to refine our numbers down to where, I mean, contingency is for if we didn't allow for everything. It's not part of the contract. So why should we be 20% off in our estimate, I guess, is really what I'm trying. But
we can put that 15.
No, that's year. Fine. I'm just asking. And if it's and it's close enough. But the important thing to me is that, you know, that is the number we're using from the Hoffman, because we have other projects I know that we're going to move into. And I really appreciate you guys starting with this. Mm-hmm. That we're going to move into, and we're going to have some more of that Hoffman money that's going to be spent on it. So I appreciate the creativity in the financing. I don't have a problem with it. I was just asking. It seemed high. Anybody, any other questions from the board?
It came in front of Parks and Rec, and we felt like it was a good start to doing some improvements. We liked that it included a variety of our community, kids, and other people that are there. You know, we've done some nice improvements to the pickleball courts, to the pool, and this is kind of part of that area that falls into that, that kind of makes sense to spend some of that money to do it there, knowing that we have other stuff that we're working on for other areas. But this would kind of make it pretty.
I don't, never been to a movie in the park.
Oh, they're
really,
very cool.
Because it really hasn't been, you know, my type of movies.
You're saying, sure.
But is that where the screen usually is put up?
We started that a couple of years ago. Yeah, and it works a lot better than dragging it all the way out to the grass.
Okay.
So we
just trying to visualize where everybody's sitting on the grass.
Everyone's sitting on the grass.
There's still plenty of visibility.
Completely.
Works out well. That's
yeah.
great. I had no idea that's where
years.
It went. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Any other questions from any of the other directors? Mm-hmm. Comments?
The only comment that I have is really this is Monica's complete design. And from the Park and Rec standpoint, I think it was amazing that she came with something that was involving kids that we never really had here. So this is, you know, I want to make sure she gets recognized for that. That was all of her planning. And really, Director Borden and I had very few comments to changes because we thought you hit a home run with it. And so, and as she said, you know, this is the next evolution. So I'm excited.
I would agree. I think very creative. I love the multi-use surface. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Very
I appreciate
clever.
That.
Very clever.
Thank you.
Any public comment on this action item, either online, pardon me, or from the public? Okay. Hearing none, I'll bring it back to the board and entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation for improvements to the community center, not to exceed a total of $128,400. With a 20% contingency in that total number.
I'll second that.
Okay. We thought you might. We're giving you the respect of your committee there.
I know, we're all staring.
We're all looking for you going.
I was half anticipating someone would make a correction, so.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Monica, and I appreciate your acknowledgement there, Brian. I want to step back to that first motion. I want to acknowledge the community that Rita with the Lions Club, Lisa with her organization, that took the effort and time to raise the money to get that Christmas tree that we're going to put out. And I think they deserve an honorable mention for their support of the community and how they feel about the community also. I should have said that in the previous motion. I apologize.
Well, I'd like to correct GM... Dino over here, because that plastic tree that we tried to put up was the best attempt, so admonishing enough, it was not very appreciated.
Okay. All right. Off the Christmas tree, past the kids' bongo drums, and to the third item, which it might be Parks and Rec.
It is. They're all Parks and Rec tonight. So this also went before the Parks and Rec Committee. This is the extension of the resolution for which is establishing a policy for the Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports Inc. priority use of the community center pickleball courts. We have extended it for another 2 years. It ends in December 31st of 2022, this resolution. So we, so far, it's been working well. So we're going to ask the board to extend it for another 2 years.
Is there any clarifying questions? Is there any comment from the public comment? Is there anybody online that would like to speak to it? Anybody in the room that would like to speak to this issue? I would have a clarification and then maybe a revision to the resolution. And my clarification is that this did not change. The resolution did not change. It's the same resolution that was in effect, other than the date change. But most of our resolutions are permanent resolutions that the board does. We rarely do a resolution that has a time frame on it, because any resolution can be repealed by the seated board and modified and changed as needed. So what I would like to see happen with this is I'd like to make a motion that we remove the last whereas, which extends it for 2 years, and just make it a permanent resolution. That way we don't have to revisit this over and over again. It acknowledges what happened. It acknowledges history, really. Nothing changed, and nothing will change with regards to this resolution unless we decide to do something different with regards to usage or something like that. But I would like to make a motion that we adopt the resolution as a permanent resolution without an expiration date.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Can we have some background on why it wasn't initially made a permanent resolution?
Yeah.
And why it was made for only 2 years?
Just as a matter of procedure with a motion on the floor. Then we'll look for a second. If there's no second, then we can address.
Discussion will come after the second. Is there a second on the motion? Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, now discussion is proper.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You can address that question.
So it was done by the previous general manager to do for 2 years because the new pickleball group was new. And we wanted to see how the relationship would work, if the resolution was going to work, if they're going to play nice, if we're going to share the pickleball courts. And so that's why we did that.
Okay.
For 2 years, it was a tester. So it didn't lock us in permanently at that time, just to see how the relationship was going to work.
Would the pickleball group want to extend this into no end in sight?
No one here, so I know.
Do we need to go back to them?
Well, it's our resolution, not theirs.
It's not necessarily
and
pickleball's resolution.
Okay, and the pickleball people... four times. Come on, say it. The pickleball people know that at any point in time we can decide. Okay.
Just as a matter of clarification, you would have been able to do that even with the end.
Any other questions or clarifications from the board? Hearing none, I guess we're ready to make the vote. All those in favor of adopting the resolution as a permanent resolution as written, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Motion carries. And so I'll wait to sign that until the changes have been made. Very good. Okay. Manager's report. This is going to be Monica. You're going to recreate for us.
Okay. So I want to give you all a pool update because we are sadly coming to the end of the season. So I wanted to give you some dates for pool closure for the season. So we actually are still open for Friday Rec Swim. So first I want to say we're very proud because we've never had our pool open this late in the year. We've extended it 2 months, which is huge. But Friday Rec Swim, the last day will be September 30th. We're just, lifeguards are going away and back to school and it's season's winding down. A weekend rec swim, the last day will be October 8th. We have our stroke and turn clinic. The last day of that will be October 27th.
Oh, wow.
We still have adult lap swim going on, even though it's dwindling in numbers, but we're going to go ahead and keep that until October 28th. And then water aerobics last day will be October 28th.
So we're running right up to daylight savings time.
Yeah. So we've absolutely extended this as long as we could. And then we've got a little few things in the work. We'll shut down for the winter months and then revisit in the spring.
In the spring. Very good.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Anything else you want to comment on, Monica?
That's great.
Okay, no, thank you very much. Hey, thanks for that. Have you heard, got any, shouldn't even ask this question, right? Well, everybody, I mean, I have not had a chance to use the pool, but has there been anything negative about the pool at all? Has there been any, is there anything that the board should be aware of in, because it's new.
Yeah.
And nobody's really said.
You know, the way I've lived here for 25 years and I've worked here for almost 9, and in my experience, no news means everybody's super happy.
Yeah, you're never going to get the compliment, you're only going to. Well, that's what I'm saying. If
really
they haven't.
Is. And in fact, our water aerobics ladies have, because the weather's changed, it's colder, and we do have our temperature bumped up as high as we could put it, keeping it regulation. And they came in today and said, I don't know if it's just because it's colder outside, but the pool feels really warm. So, no, we're getting good.
Well, but we're supposed to be back up to 90 again at the end of the week. So.
And I've gone to water aerobics a couple times. And so my only comment would be the shallow end is still a little too deep. But I'm just joking. No one laughed.
I'd say put a phone book down for you to stand on, but I don't know that would work very well.
But it's fabulous. Oh, everything about it is just,
I'm glad to hear it.
It's very well thought out. Yeah, people just love it.
No, it was good. Next year we hope to do, you know, we did our first flick and float, not really knowing how that was going to go, and it was a huge success. So now that we know that, we've piloted, we've tried it, now we know what we can expand on and what's...
To try to get more community involvement and family involvement.
Right.
And great job in making lemonade out of lemons, because I know when the pool was first done, we were struggling with trying to find lifeguards.
Yeah.
Didn't have enough to do that, didn't know if we were going to be able to open it, and now we're extending the season two months longer than normal, so excellent job on that.
I want to say I wish she was here. Maybe she cannot, she's probably gone, but Cindy Coates is our pool supervisor, and she's, if anybody knows her, she's the coach at Liberty High School. She has made this also, she is a big part of the extension of our pool.
Fantastic. Well, please let her know that we appreciate her hard work.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. I will. Thank you.
So, cheers. Is that a commitment? You're going to experience the pool and a movie in the park?
Probably not on the same night.
Well, you could if you do flick and float again.
Yeah, you could.
That's
do
right.
Only if it's Jaws.
I'll have to see. I fall asleep during movies, and I don't want to fall asleep in the pool. I mean, I know it'd be popular with some people in town, but you know. Manager report. Julie, you're up next with our bond update.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to inform you. We're done with the financial stuff. The refunding for the district's 2012 bonds is complete. It was completed on time on September 15th at a rate of 3.54%. The district's going to recognize a savings of $46,500 a year, for a total savings of $975,000 over the term of the loan. The loan was not extended. The $975,000 in savings is net of the cost of the refinancing. So that is the total savings that we're gonna have.
That's awesome.
I'm available for any questions. We had to, one item we had to file with Emma, which is with the state, regarding the loan that we didn't move with the financials, and our municipal advisors did that for us too, so we are all set. Just waiting to make the first payment.
Well, but I don't know. I don't know how you get much better a report than that. Any comments from the board?
Yes, great.
Nice.
Wonderful to get news.
Can
like
you
this.
Handle my personal finances? I could use $1 million savings, please.
Okay, no problem.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's a big number. I know we spend a lot of, I mean, it costs, takes a lot of money to run the town, but saving $1 million is a huge thing. And this board and our staff, we should be extremely proud of what you guys have done and the options you looked at and the solutions you came up with. And thank you very much for making us look good. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Dina, I think you're up.
I am. I just wanted to announce that we're holding the Chamber Mixer on September 27th at 5:30 p.m. right outside of the courtyard. I'll be serving some refreshments, very light refreshments. I'm not serving wine, sorry. But I will have different types of waters and sparkling waters. So if you have free time, please come in and join us.
That will be run typically by the chamber.
It is run
and the, their typical card drawing and their
yep.
and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah, it is. And then we're just hosting it.
Okay.
Yep.
And next?
Next update. So the town was made aware of the sanitary sewer overflow on September 14th, 2022. Town staff immediately responded in accordance with its internal operation procedures for sewer overflows and coordinated repair efforts with Veolia. All relevant local, state, and federal agencies have been contacted, including the County Office of Emergency Services, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the United States Coast Guard. All the contacted agencies are pleased with the town's rapid response and will continue to monitor the event until all repairs have been completed. The town will work with local and state and federal agencies to ensure that the public remains informed on the matter.
Fantastic. All right, so any director's reports?
No, but I just have something I would like to say if now is the appropriate time. I talked to Dina, I think, twice or maybe once. I don't know, but the, when I first found out about the leak and such, just trying to keep up to date on what was going on and then reading things, and I was getting emails from people and da-da-da-da. I think the way that y'all handled it was just spot on. I mean, absolutely. You all need to be extremely, extremely proud of yourselves for everybody jumping in. Dina, Aaron, Anthony, you know, and everyone else. I know there's many people involved. Stopping the leak, notifying the agencies, the cleanup. This is my opinion, and I talked to Rod Atterbury at length over the weekend. It was Friday. And though he said, putting out any postings about it, letting people know that there had been a leak, was not legally required. And so he apparently gave the town the advice, and hopefully I'm getting these words right. I'm sure Rod will jump in if I'm not. We're not required to post anything. My opinion is it had many people upset. The water, when a leak like that goes into water, it doesn't just stay right there. It, you know, goes behind the 5 houses and then goes behind 50 houses. And then with our water being tidal, something like that can go, you know, many bays and impact many people. So even though legally we were not required to do it, I think making an announcement, letting people know, and letting people know all the fabulous steps we were taking would have stopped most of the people from contacting the news stations, speculating just wild things, to let them know what steps were being taken. They wouldn't have to be so worried, express concern, and it may have stopped people from maybe jumping in the water and going swimming if they knew 10 houses down from them there had been a sewage spill that day. So my opinion, but I hope this is something that we take into consideration for future, if, when and if this happens again. So.
Can I ask a quick question? We're currently working on a text message alert system, correct? So would this be something that may or may not be a part of that system for those that signed up for it? So we're almost there.
We are.
Let me ask another question. The homes that were in the immediate vicinity were all personally notified of the spill. Is that correct? The ones.
A few homes down, yeah, directly affected.
I'm sorry?
A few homes down directly affected, yes.
Right.
And when were they affected? I mean, told about what was going on? I'm sorry.
And I missed the news. When was that on the news?
It
It wasn't on the news, but
I thought you said the news had been notified.
People were calling all the stations like crazy, Kevin.
Where does this information come from? Because it's not on Nextdoor. There was like 9 people that commented on it on Nextdoor.
Are you kidding? Nextdoor went on and on. There was a few postings on it,
I dug deep for it. And
it was there.
But nonetheless,
unless somebody took it off.
Appreciate your comments.
I do think our team responded to it beautifully. Right. I know I stopped by when you were doing the extra cleanup that was above and beyond what was required. I mean, our vendors, our staff, did above and beyond what was asked of them or even required of them to ensure that not only was it fixed, but was fixed correctly, cleaned up correctly. Looking at that pipe, where that pipe is brutal, right? Mm-hmm. And they did the very best that they could. Something that wasn't talked about but made this even harder and I think needs to be acknowledged, all the power went out in the town, which affected the rest of the water system. And so handling all of that and making sure that there were no other SOSs after that, I think should be commended highly.
Right, and I agree. That's all I'm going to say. Any other comments with regards to the manager's report? Okay. Any director's reports? Any regional meeting? I forgot to bring them with me. I'll catch them next time. I had a couple of regional meetings that I attended, and I forgot to be sitting under my computer. No correspondence? Nothing from the municipal? Any future agenda items? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned.